quiet week for Jerry Judy, the kind where the file's only entries are other people's. He appears in no account of Saturday's 31-7 loss to Buffalo that we can attribute, with no catch, no target, and no statement of whether he played. Scott Petrak at Brown Zone listed him among the established roster members in his pregame piece and did not mention him afterward. The joint practice charting from Thursday likewise passed him by. Petrak's detailed notes on the quarterback's name, KC Conception, Malachi Corley, Denzel Boston, and Luke Floria as the receivers making catches. For a veteran with a locked roster spot, an August week without mentions is often just rest and route running. For this particular file, it means the one thing we were watching, the drops reported earlier in camp, got no new evidence in either direction. The room around him kept moving, which is the real content of his week. Boston, the second-round rookie, was among the regular starters who played Saturday, per Petrak, and drew roster stock praise from Nick Padone at Browns on SI for earning a starting job. Floria, a depth receiver, caught the team's only touchdown. Back in June, we split Judy in two. The sticky half was the target volume that never left him even through last season's struggles, and the caveat was two drafted rookies aimed directly at his snaps. The volume half went untested this week. The caveat half added another data point, as one of those rookies started a game and the beat wrote about him doing it. The checkable things this week, whether Judy plays in the preseason finale and what his hands do with live targets, and how the receiver rotation reads once the roster is cut to 53 on Sunday, August 30th. His spot is safe, but the pecking order behind the spot is the story. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.